24-21, Jonathan and Laura Brittingham.
Let you have a break on this one, Ms. Bowie Stevens. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 24-21 for Jonathan and Laura Brittingham for an event venue based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use will occur on a 0.4674 acre area within a larger 46.17 acre parcel of land owned by the applicant. This larger parcel is currently being used for agricultural purposes, and the record shows that it is now planted with 3,200 lavender plants. Two, the use will occur within renovated agricultural buildings and the areas surrounding those buildings. Three, this use is an extension of the prior and ongoing agricultural use of the property. It is also consistent with the agricultural uses that occur on the surrounding farmland. The use is an agritourism location in Sussex County. Four, the applicant intends to hold events that include weddings, birthday parties, festivals, dinners, parties, and similar functions within limited hours. Five, the site will have sufficient areas for parking. Six, with the conditions and limitations placed upon the conditional use, it will not adversely affect neighboring properties or area roadways. Seven, the use promotes agricultural activities in Sussex County and is an innovative agricultural tourism destination. Eight, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Nine, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the area shall be an events venue for weddings, benefits, concerts, dinners, festivals, parties, and similar activities. B, the area set aside for the conditional use, including all areas to be used for parking, shall be clearly shown on the final site plan. C, all events shall end no later than 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, and 6 p.m. on Sundays and the remaining weekdays. D, any food, beverage, service shall be provided by catering services. No permanent on-site kitchen facilities shall be permitted except for warming or final food prep as needed. E, portable toilet facilities may be used during events as needed. F, all parking areas shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. The interior driveways and parking areas shall contain sufficient space for vehicles, shuttle buses to turn around completely on the site. G, all activities on the premises shall comply with fire marshal, parking capacity, and general permitting requirements. H, all entrance locations shall be subject to the review and approval of DLDOT. And I, the final site plan, shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 24-21, Jonathan and Laura Brittingham, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay. Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
I'm not voting.
Okay. Hopkins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2437, James R. Powell.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2437 for James R. Powell for an outdoor RV and boat storage facility within the AR1 district, based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant seeks approval for an RV and boat storage facility on approximately 7.95 acres. Two, there is a need for the use proposed by the applicant in this area of Sussex County. There are many nearby residential developments that prohibit storage or parking of boats and RVs within them. This is an appropriate, convenient location that addresses the need for off-site storage of their boats and RVs. Three, the applicant has stated that access will be limited and will be controlled by key cards. As a result, the use will not have a substantial impact upon area roadways. Four, the project, with the conditions and stipulations imposed upon it, will not have an adverse impact upon the neighboring properties or communities. Five, the use as a boat and RV storage facility is of public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of residents of this area of Sussex County. Six, no parties appeared in opposition of this application. Seven, This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to storage of boats and RVs. No other storage of vehicles or equipment shall occur on the site. B, the facility shall only be accessed from 8 a.m. until dusk, and access to the site shall be locked to prevent after-hours access. C, the perimeter of the site shall be fenced with a 6-foot-high fence that screens the property from neighboring and adjacent properties and roadways. D, there shall be a landscaping buffer between the outside of the fence and the adjacent residential properties to screen the use and the fence from those adjacent homes. The final site plan for this use shall show the location of this buffer, and it shall include a landscaping plan for it. E, no sales or maintenance of boats or RVs shall occur on this site. F, all security lighting shall be shielded and downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, no more than 250 boats and RVs shall be permitted on the site. H, the use shall be subject to all DLDOT requirements regarding the entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. I, no hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the property other than what may be in the tanks of the boats and RVs located on the site. J, one lighted sign shall be permitted on the site. It shall not exceed 32 feet in size. K, no junk or unregistered boats, boat trailers, or RVs shall be stored on the site. L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2437, James R. Powell, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Not voting.
And Mr. Hopkins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1982, Peninsula Lakes LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of the request of Peninsula Lakes LLC to delete condition 7 contained in change in zone 1474 and ordinance 15772 regarding the requirement to install a park and ride facility within the boundaries of Peninsula Lakes MRRPC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, when change in zone number 1474 and ordinance 1572 was adopted for Peninsula Lakes MRRPC, that approval included a condition requiring a parking ride facility within the development. Specifically, condition 7 of the MRRPC approval states as follows: the development shall contain a park and ride, parking, and pickup facility available to the public at a location to be determined by DART and subject to the site plan review by DLDOT and the Planning and Zoning Commission. These improvements shall be completed within 2 years of the issuance of the first building permit. Two, the residents of Peninsula Lakes were surveyed about the possibility of a park and ride facility within their development. Comments were solicited from 100% of the existing property owners. Only 259 results received. 253 did not want the parking ride facility within their development. That represents 98% of the people who responded. That is a substantially majority in favor of the removal of the park and ride condition approval. Three, DLDOT and DTC have no objection to the removal of the park and ride facility. The applicant testified that DLDOT and DTC were not aware of the proposed locations and have no plans to construct a park and ride facility within this development. A representative of DTC confirmed this by testimony during the hearing. Four, because DelDOT and DTC have stated that there are no plans to install a park and ride facility in this location, and they are not going to do so, compliance with this condition is impossible. For that reason, it should be deleted. Five, reasons given by the community in support of the removal of this condition included increased noise within a residential development, pedestrian and vehicular safety concerns, increased exhaust and pollution within the development, additional wear and tear on subdivision streets from large buses and additional traffic, the impact of increased light pollution from the use, and other factors. These are all viable reasons and support the deletion of this condition. There are no compelling reasons to place a large public transportation hub and all that is involved with that type of use within this residential community. Six, it is likely that a park and ride facility is appropriate for this area in the county. However, there are much more appropriate locations for such a use that are in closer proximity to Route 24, have greater visibility to traveling public, and are generally more accessible to everyone using the system. Seven, finally, there is no clarity in the record from the original approval justifying the park and ride facility in the first place. Eight, for all those reasons, it is appropriate to delete condition seven from the conditions of approval of Peninsula Lakes MRRPC. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
I second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1982, Peninsula Lakes LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Zoe Stevenson?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Hopkins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0. Thank you.